Critics of the legislation that Congress is working on say it doesn't go far enough. They say one important element has been left out, stock options. Many economists are pushing for a basic change in the way companies report the stock packages they give to top executives. But NPR's Chris Arnold reports that in the face of fierce lobbying, this particular reform has so far escaped the legislative quill.
Executives at Enron and WorldCom were able to make tens of millions of dollars before the bottom fell out because in recent years, massive stock compensation packages have become quite common. When Alan Greenspan this week talked about an infectious greed gripping the business community, he said owning all these stock options during the market bubble of the 90s was at the heart of it. Greenspan said they perversely created incentives to artificially inflate reported earnings and stock prices.
The incentives they created overcame the good judgment of too many corporate managers. It is not that humans have become any more greedy than in generations past. It is that the avenues to express greed have grown so enormously.
One of the central problems that Greenspan cites is that companies are not currently required to report stock options as an expense on their quarterly financial reports. One study of major U.S. companies found that, on average, reported profits would drop by 9% if options were factored in. At technology companies like Microsoft or Cisco, it's estimated that profits would drop by roughly 30%.
It is a hidden, stealthy kind of compensation.
Senator Carl Levin of Michigan watched this week as legislation aimed at forcing firms to report options was blocked in the Senate.
We tried to, by two amendments, one of Senator McCain's and one of mine, but the opposition, mainly from executives, is so heavy that we were unable to do it. It's one of the strongest lobbying efforts that I have ever seen.
Actually, Greenspan told Congress this week that legislation is not needed because the issue is almost certain to be taken care of by the Financial Accounting Standards Board. But critics say that board has caved in to strong industry pressure on this subject in the past. TechNet, a major technology industry lobby group, says it will continue to try to block the change in rules. Connie Carell is the executive vice president of TechNet. She says forcing businesses to report their options will hurt technology companies and their employees because those firms give much more stock to workers than, say, Coca-Cola, which is now voluntarily reporting options.
Most of our companies provide options to most of the rank and file employees within their company. And our belief and our fear is that if our companies are forced to expense them, that's going to hit their bottom line. And as a result, what they're going to do is take away those options from rank and file employees and only give them to the executives. And we think that's the absolute wrong approach.
But this industry mantra that stock option reform will hurt the little guy most is thought to be overstated.
My guess is that that may be a red herring.
Corey Rosen was a Senate staffer in Washington who, back in 1980, founded the nonprofit National Center for Employee Ownership with the mission of providing unbiased information. He's skeptical that firms would really get rid of stock options for workers because they're such a useful tool for attracting good employees. But in any event, most options go to a very small group of people. Rosen says U.S. companies give 75% of their stock options to the top five executives in the company. Even at most technology firms, rank and file workers only get about a third of the options.
And I think this really underscores the fact that we have a CEO compensation system where options give people enough to buy small countries and give employees enough to make a down payment on a house.
Rosen says therein lies the real problem. He and other experts, including Alan Greenspan, agree that stock ownership plans, if structured properly, can attract and motivate employees. But they say the accounting scandals show that some well-thought-out reforms are in order. Chris Arnold, NPR News.